This is the 16th of May 1995 and I'm Valentina Bold. I'm about to go out to interview Mr. Wilde of Burnmoor Road, Bolton, about his memories of going to the cinema in the 1930s.
It's a 2-year project.
Oh, 2 years,
yeah. Actually, I work at the university, so it's...
Oh, well, that's all right, yeah.
Is this in Scotland?
Yes.
Right, I'll just put that over beside you then, so it... I'll just put this beside you so it picks up you down here.
Okay. Can you lip read?
No, I think neither.
Oh, well, he bit of sit here and I'll sit there.
Oh, right, okay, right.
Wait
okay.
a minute. You sit here.
All right. I think.
Are you okay there? Are you all right there?
Yeah. Right. I can make out what you say.
Right.
Well, you'd do better if you sat here.
Well, you sit here.
You sit here and I'll sit there. Let's get it right. I said, did he ask her if she was coming on the train in the bus? No. I said, ooh. You're just as bad as them two. I said, if she's coming back, I said, do you not know where the hell she is? Because it's like amazing.
Well, there was actually, I was a bit later than I thought because I got the train to Blackpool, that was going to Blackpool, and it was a bit late.
You have to speak that
right. When I was coming just now, I got the train to Blackpool, but it was late. So I was a bit later than
you were dead at 11 o'clock.
You
come by road by
bus.
Have you walked it from Bendy Road?
No. She's come by bus.
Yeah, up here.
Yeah. So it wasn't.
So did you find it all right?
No problem.
You looked for the two doves.
For the two doves. So I was
like, I can't get it up. I said, I bet she can't find out where she is.
No, it's no problem at all.
You've not switched on yet, have you?
Yes, I'm just on just now. So it's nice actually that you've come as well, so we can, you know, join in. The first thing I was wanting to ask was just to make sure I've got your background right, to ask a few questions about yourself. The first thing was to ask what your father's work was. What did your father do?
Sorry, what's that?
What did your father do?
My father?
Yeah.
He worked, he was in the 40s at one time.
Yeah.
He came out, they worked on the railway. He came from there and he went into the cotton industry, cotton trade.
Right. That's great.
So, you don't mind if he repeats what he said?
Not at all. No. I think that's a good idea. That's a very good idea.
My daughter-in-law speaks like you, very low. I can never tell what she says.
I'll try and speak up a bit then.
Very high.
What did your mother do?
My mother, she was in the cotton trade as well, yeah.
What size of family did you come from?
Son and daughter, two.
Right.
No, you.
It's still
two.
Right, it's
him
still
and his sister.
Well, I have son and daughter.
I know, but she meant your family.
Oh, I see.
Right, that's okay. How old were you when you left school?
14.
That's great. Do you have any strong religious views?
Any?
What religion were you brought up in?
Religion?
Yeah.
Church of England.
That's great. And... have you got any strong political views? Have you been in
Not really, a political party?
That's great. What year were you married?
I think 55.
That's great.
I think, really, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, 55.
Did your wife work or?
She worked, imagine. She had various jobs. She worked once at the Croft Laundry. And then from there she went...
Didn't she go be a drafts lady?
Sorry?
A drafts woman.
She was Daphne. She was a photocopy, actually, of their drafts, of their drawings, you know.
That's great.
Okay.
The other thing that I'd like to ask, because I'm taping this just now, would you mind if this tape goes into Glasgow University?
Goes into?
Is kept in Glasgow University.
No, quite all right.
And perhaps someone else might listen to it
you
in the future. You
can refer back to it, yeah.
Yeah, is that okay?
Yeah.
Right.
That's okay, then.
Right.
You pick up well that microphone.
Very well, yeah. So in that case, I wonder if I could ask you to sign this form just to say it's okay for us to keep it.
Yeah.
Just there.
Got the date on?
Yeah, that's great.
15th. My son-in-law's birthday today.
Oh, right. That's how you know it so easily.
The fifth month. 95.
That's great. And I'll just sign it as well.
When I went to the army, my age was perfect. When I came out, I was on heavy guns.
Yeah. They didn't give him any earplugs and it just perforated his ears.
The ears
have
gone.
That's terrible. Yeah.
I get a pension for it, but to me, that's nothing. No. I'd rather have things.
It must be a real nuisance.
Very embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's all right. You don't mind, do you?
No, it'll pick up fine, yeah. It must be a terrible nuisance for you.
I'm sorry?
It must be a terrible nuisance for
it's
you.
It's embarrassing,
yeah. Yeah,
very embarrassing.
I understand.
More embarrassing than anything.
Yeah.
You know, if he goes anywhere, they think he's,
that's right,
and he's not.
Yeah.
Say so. Yeah. The spanky was off to me, though.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it was a good idea to invite
Vera
along to interpret. That's great. Thanks a lot. And thanks a lot for letting me come to speak. Thanks a lot for letting me come to speak to you today. I appreciate that. That's good
it's
of you.
It's open house, eh? All the kids come in and everything, don't they?
I was very interested by your letter. And the cinemas that you mentioned are...
When we were youngsters, there were all these films and pictures of his own cinemas, you know. If that's interesting to you, is it?
Very much so, yeah. I mean, did you have any favourites in this?
Any
favourites?
Royal, Empire and the Regal. They're all close by, you know.
Ah, right. What was the Royal like?
Sorry?
What was the Royal like?
What was it like? It was... Not large, you know.
Large.
It was
a bit tatty and
small.
Your feet wouldn't touch the floor if you sat on your feet were dangling.
And intimate, you know, like small. And was there any top tier at Ryan?
No, just
an ordinary cinema, you know.
No balcony.
Yeah.
All the local kids used to go there Saturday afternoons.
Like with me, you know.
For the matinees.
Yeah. And they were all more or less cowboys and things like that, you know, cowboy films.
Yeah, because I know you were saying that you liked the cowboy films particularly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
yeah.
On the back there was the turnover.
Yeah.
These are the stuff I like to see.
Ah.
Also, when I came out the army, if anybody was showing subtitled pictures, I used to go because I couldn't hear dialogue.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah. Did you go to quite a few of the foreign films then?
I'm sorry? Yeah.
Did you go to the foreign films?
Yeah. The Theatre Royal used to show Italian pictures with subtitles, and the Empire used to show various films from different countries with subtitles, you know. So I used to go to them.
So you're probably seeing a lot of the more interesting films because of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, that's interesting. Can I go back and ask you a bit about these others? Can I ask a bit more about the other cinemas?
Of course, yeah.
Because you said that the Regal, you liked the Regal as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that was a massive place. Everybody in Bolton used to go there. And when the lights went up, other lads used to swap seats for it because it next girlfriend, you know. Don't you remember that?
So it was a bit of a place to take your girlfriend then?
Yeah.
I remember mainly the Regal, as I told you, used to go in by a curtain, and if you let any light in, they all used to start, "Oh, those curtains." You sort of were like this, you know, till you found an opening in the curtain, yeah. And you went in. You paid at a kiosk, and then, of course, you took your ticket, and there used to be a doorman inside where the curtains were, you see, but you were like... until you found the opening, you see.
I can't hear, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
About this legal, is it?
Yeah, the curtains.
That's right.
Yeah. And the other one you mentioned as well, you like the Rialto.
Pardon?
The Rialto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Rialto. Oh, I tell you, Al Jolson, we used to go seeing Al Jolson. Right.
The singing fool.
The jazz singer and stuff like that.
Jazz singer.
Yeah.
They were one of the very first talkies.
Right.
Queens, I went to Queens quite a lot. There's some places I've not been to, like the... I never went to Windsor on Dean Road. And then I never went to the Tivoli.
Oh, I went there, yes, I went.
But they were still in Bolton, you know. Yeah. Yeah.
So it was mainly the ones round about where you stayed?
Yeah. The Tivoli was nearer to me.
I see.
No, there's one remaining cinema now. That's that one.
The Embassy.
Is it three or four small cinemas inside? Is it three or four?
The Lido.
Three.
About four.
Is it four?
Yeah. I think it's called the Cannon now.
Yeah. Were there any of these cinemas that had a reputation for being a bit less...
Pardon?
Were any of these cinemas a bit less... I don't know, you mentioned one or two that were a bit tatty.
The Lido.
Right.
And the Odeon, they were quite nice cinemas, these, you know.
Them were the best.
This building still stood near the bus station, but it's a bingo hall now.
I think I saw bingo. That.
That's the Odeon,
Now, these were nice. Now, Palladium was a very, bit of a flea pit, weren't it?
Yeah.
A flea pit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And the theatre hall wasn't bad, and the Hippodrome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
These turned into theatres after, like playhouses, you know.
Yeah. But you say the Lido and the Odeon were...
They were the posh ones. Yeah. They were the posh ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Did they open during the 30s?
Sorry?
No. It would be the 40s when the Lido and the Odeon opened, wasn't it?
Oh, 40s, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I would say the 40s,
Yeah. That's interesting. Thanks for listing these, because it's good to see how many there were.
Are you going through college on this subject?
Well, what it is I work at Glasgow University in the Department of Film.
Road?
No, in Glasgow, in Scotland.
Oh, in Glasgow? Yeah. Oh, sorry, I thought you meant Manchester. Yeah.
And we're doing this project. It's a 2-year project.
Yeah.
Talking to people in Manchester, Bolton, also in Glasgow, southeast of England, and in London. And the idea is to build up a picture of what it was like to go to the cinema in the 30s, and using these different places to compare and see if there are any differences. So,
I have quite a few cinema books. You know Les Elbows?
Right.
I've got a new thick book of his.
Yeah.
And I've got the Time Out
book. Yeah.
And I've got, what's the other one I looked at last title?
Video films,
you know.
Yeah. Because I was hearing that Leslie Halliwell was from Bolton.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was.
Can you just say that?
It was. In this box?
The good reference books, you know.
Very much so, yeah. So, how often did you go to the cinema in the 30s?
Twice a week, average, you know.
Twice a week, yeah.
That's the one.
That's it.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the new one. Yeah. I better not start.
You're dead now, ain't you, know?
Yeah.
You're dead.
I was going to say, I better not start looking at this or I won't stop.
He
was born in Bolton.
Right.
Did you know that?
I'd heard that, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Someone was telling me he used to write for the Bolton Evening News.
Yes, he did.
Yes,
yes, he did.
Yeah.
And then he went to, I think he went to Hollywood, I think, and took up this profession, you know.
Yeah.
A reviewer of films, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then he wrote his book.
He's a good writer, too.
Did you read his reviews?
Yeah.
Did you used to read his pieces in the Evening News?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Hello?
We used to read his pieces in the Evening News, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He was quite a good writer, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, he's going back years, aren't you, though?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Well, we are going back years.
I was in my 20s then.
Yeah.
20s and 30s, yeah.
I mean, I'm interested to see this list of your films as well.
Yeah.
Tarzan, was that Johnny Weissmuller?
Johnny Weissmuller,
yeah. And the Jungle Book.
What was that dark lad in Jungle Book? He died very young.
Sabu.
What did he call Sabu?
Sabu?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopalong Cassidy, William Boyd, that. Buck Jones. Now, Vera, she's never heard of Tom Tyler.
I can't remember Tom Tyler.
I do not.
I haven't, well, yeah.
She's only a baby.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Well, will she have heard of Tom Tyler?
I've done research. She might have heard of him.
Oh, I doubt it.
But he was a cowboy, you know.
Yeah.
Karloff, you know Karloff.
Yeah. Boris.
Lou Gotti. Abbott and Costello, I used to like them. Three Stooges, have you heard of them? Used to like them. Tom Mix, have you heard of him?
Yes, no. I have. Oh. He was one of the cowboys too.
Yeah.
He was a cowboy.
Yeah. Big white hat, big white Stetson.
Dead End Kids. Yeah. Mickey Rooney. Have you seen his photo at paper today?
Who?
Mickey Rooney.
No.
Donald O'Connor, do you know?
Yes.
I couldn't think of his name last night.
Very good dancer.
Come to me. And then subtitled pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Did you, because you were saying you like the sort of adventure.
Sorry?
You like the sort of adventure cowboy type
movies. Oh, I like cowboys.
What was it that you liked about the cowboys?
I don't know. Horses, I used to like horses and stuff like that. General film altogether, you know, like the scenery, stuff like that. So, but whatever they were showing, we went, you know.
Yes, we did, yeah. I used to go to the Majestic.
I think, how much was it? Tums, £2.
Of course. I gave you a piece on the penny Tummy Rush.
Yeah.
Tums.
1p today.
And in the best seats of any was the 1 and 9.
1 and 9.
That would be
5.
9p.
About 9p.
Today's money.
Yeah. That must have been a treat though if you were going to.
Sorry?
That must have been a bit of a treat to go to the best seats.
Oh, in the best
that
seats.
Money was
yes.
Tight, you know. If you had a tanner in your pocket, that was it, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That's sixpence, like 2.5 pence.
Right. And. Did you like the horror films then as well?
Yeah, but the first I ever saw with him, I think I told you, Vera, was I was at Palladium on my own.
Yeah.
And when this face came on, with bolt suit neck, I was scared.
Frankenstein.
I was scared.
Frankenstein.
Ah. But Boris you got used to it as you went along, you know.
Yeah.
But the first sight of him, with his square head and bolt through his neck, you remember him?
Yeah, of course. I saw them all.
So,
it was a stimulant for me. I used to think, ooh, what would I do if I met him?
It must have seemed very real then. It must have seemed very real from what you're saying.
It did.
Yeah. And what about Bela Lugosi?
This chap, he was in
Vampires.
I can't remember any women that were in films, can you? Of course, we didn't go for women then, lads, did we?
We didn't go for the women then. I don't know.
I can't remember any women that were in pictures at that time.
Oh, there was Fay Wray. Yeah. She was in King Kong.
I couldn't place them, you know.
That's interesting. So you weren't so much interested in the women then?
Not really.
Yeah.
They didn't know that.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to live in to see later.
No, you still like the excitement.
Kind of lads, you know.
He liked the excitement of the cowboy.
He went to the army at 21, 22. I went with lads. We didn't go with women.
Yeah.
You know. Of course, times have changed today, haven't they? The day I married at 14 today.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
Yeah. Because I was interested in your letter, you were saying you enjoyed things like going roller skating and...
Roller skating, yeah. Oh yeah. I used to go roller skating. And this place, the Regal, that changed over to roller skating from a cinema.
Ah.
And then it got burned down, didn't it, Vera?
Yeah.
It got burned down, this place. And what is it now I get there?
Nothing. There's nothing.
Is it demolished?
It's a shame. There's nothing. Nothing.
Oh. So,
They have talked about rebuilding it.
Skating, yeah.
Yeah. So you went around with... Did you go around with a group of lads the same sort of age then?
With a group of lads?
There used to be about Bill Marston, Rob Bailey, Jack Hilton, Kenny Oak, about five or six lads, you know.
Yeah.
Most of them are dead now.
Yeah.
They died off young, you know.
Yeah.
So, about five or six of us, you know.
So, did you do a lot of things together, like... Go to the pictures.
Yeah, we used to go dancing sometimes together. And they would go at pub at half time. And that would be the night they'd finish up at pub. But I came back dancing.
Didn't drink.
I don't drink. Yeah. I drink.
Yeah.
But I didn't make habit of it, you know.
Yeah.
I don't like beer.
Yeah.
Whiskey and a nice drop of wine, you know.
Yeah.
But beer, no.
Yeah.
So they used to go at pub.
Did you like sports at all when you were growing up? Did you like football?
Football? Yeah. Every week, Bolton Wanderers.
Right.
Have you heard of that Lofthouse?
I'm afraid
no.
I haven't.
Well,
no.
When that Lofthouse was playing, I was there every week. And I used to go all over the country watching them, you know. We've been to Liverpool, Newcastle, Coventry, Tottenham, Huddersfield, all up and down the country, you know.
Yeah.
So I used to go with my dad. Watching Wanderers.
Yeah.
And then we used to go watching wrestling every Monday night, all in wrestling. So it was quite a varied life, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know.
So it sounds like you kept very busy anyway.
Yeah.
Sounds like you were keeping very busy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And another thing I was wanting to ask you about was people like Charlie Chaplin and the comedians.
Oh,
Modern Times, do you remember that? Modern Times. He gets that corn on the cob on his on a machine. He had a corn on the cob. Have you seen it? Yeah, and then he goes round cobs.
Because all round the cobs, all through the machinery.
Yeah, and is that the bit when he's got the thing to do his teeth and everything, and then it all goes horribly wrong?
That's right.
They don't make pictures like that today, do they?
No.
It were all visual. You know, visual comedy.
Like a visual thing, you know.
Today it's all ad lib and stuff like that. It's all jokes and stuff, aren't they? You know. But I used to like Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah. And the Three Stooges.
Oh, no, they were
Stooges. Three Stooges. I used to like. And then Marx Brothers.
The Marx Brothers were very good.
Marx Brothers. Pianist. Harpist. Were they singing?
No, they didn't sing. It was just comedy.
I used to like Groucho Marx.
And the one who played the harp, they didn't write a speaking part for him in the films. So all through the films, he never spoke. He just used to sort of... And they knew what he was saying. But he could speak, but there was no part written for him, so they just left it. but play the harp. He could play the harp.
They were good, weren't they?
Very yeah. good.
I yeah. mean, you could get a lap out of them.
Oh, yes.
With you. And you mentioned before Laurel and Hardy, that you liked Laurel and Hardy.
Mentioned
who? Laurel and Hardy.
Oh, yeah, I've not put them down, have they?
No. Oh,
well,
you'll have
yeah,
to have it.
It'll
give you the list
great.
Anyway.
That'd be great. What was it about Laurel and Hardy you liked?
What?
What was it about Laurel and Hardy that you liked?
I don't know. You could always get a laugh out of them. Who did I just mention before that?
The Marx Brothers. Well, with Laurel and Hardy, they used to do simple things, like a sort of opening a window and it'd drop down again. Then they'd open it again, drop down again. But there were simple things, like, you know, he'd say there was no window in, but yet they were opening the window. Open the window and let some fresh air in. And then they used to get, the little one used to get the big one in trouble. Like, he'd say, he'd tell his wife what they'd been doing, you see, and then, of course, she'd give him one. And then he used to say, "That's another fine mess you've got me into, Stanley." And he used to lift his bowler hat up for him. And but they were, like, simple things, like, they were once in a film where they were driving the car and they worked in a horn factory where they made horns for cars, and they were testing these horns, you know. They went in this little car and they were driving in so nicely. They didn't see this saw, a big saw, and it sawed the car in half. And one went one way and one went the other. So they were like sort of simple things that you could see was happening or going to happen, and you thought, you don't realise the car's going to come in out. They're two separate halves. But they were really funny things, yeah. You know, little yeah. funny things.
Because just when you were saying that as well, there was the Ritz Brothers as well.
The Ritz Brothers.
Were they?
Yeah.
They were singers, weren't they?
Pardon?
Were they singers?
No, they were very similar to the Marx Brothers. They were very similar.
I don't know them myself, but no, I've heard people.
But they were very similar to the Marx Brothers.
What did they do?
Very similar to the Marx Brothers.
Oh, I don't remember them, though.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, I do. Yeah, not as good as the Marx Brothers.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure if I showed you this when I met you the other day, but one of the things I came across was I'm sure you'd like to see it too.
I'm an Odeon?
Yeah. A programme from the Odeon.
Oh!
Do you remember these stars?
These cinemas, the Lido and the Odeon.
That's a Rodian, that. A programme from our
Odeon.
Yeah, I told you about it, didn't I? I used to come up.
Half time at the interval, it used to come up, didn't it?
Yeah.
And,
beautiful. It was all white.
That looked like the Odeon. Yeah, it is the Odeon, isn't it? So, I've not seen any of these, I don't think.
Yeah.
A Star Is Born, have you seen that?
Yeah.
Stella Dallas.
Yeah.
Kid Galahad.
Yeah.
The Sky's the Limit. Is that George Formby?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not George Formby, that, no. Jack Buchanan.
Jack Buchanan, that's right, yeah.
And what's this? Gangway, Jesse Matthews.
That's right.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
I've not seen any of them.
Yeah.
I don't think they were my like.
Stella Dallas was Barbara Stanwyck.
Ah, that's right, yeah. And John Bowles.
John Bowles.
I'm just keeping an eye on this because I think I'll need to turn it in a minute.
Star Is Born, Judy Garland made the second version of it.
Right. That's the Judy Garland one's the one I remember. I don't think I've seen that
but
one.
But I've seen this one, yeah. That was the better of the two, really. For acting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you could see the organ in that picture, but I don't...
Pardon?
I was wondering if you could see the organ in the picture, but...
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
No, the organ used to come up about here.
Right.
About here, it used to come up. About here.
So, where did you usually sit?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
In the stall bit?
Well, you could sit in the stalls or on the balcony round here.
Right, yeah.
You know.
Was it more expensive in the balcony?
Oh, of course. Oh.
It looks lovely, the
it was,
side bit.
It was beautiful when it was first built. I could weep when I go in there. Mm. And see it, you know, because it's...
Yeah.
That was when you used to go
foyer,
in.
That's
the foyer. Yeah, that's the foyer. It was lovely.
Oh, yeah, they had a balcony at the old, didn't
they? Yes, they did.
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably been re-modernised now for being good, I don't know.
Oh, it is. There's no balcony. It's just, it's flat. I went to see the bachelor there.
Yeah. So these sort of films didn't really interest you?
Sorry?
Did these sort of films not interest you very much?
No, they were women's films.
Not really, not in them.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
No, I liked cowboys and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
Gangsters and things like that.
Yeah. That reminds me, actually.
Just hang on a minute.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, did you like the gangster films, the James Cagney and Edward G. Robinson?
Edward G.
Is this the only one where you live in Glasgow?
No, it's the one here.
It's Towers.
Yeah. Where is it?
Where did you get the copy of that?
From the library.
Takes me back, that.
So you were saying you liked the gangster films as well?
No, no.
No, not really.
No, I never went to that.
No, but you liked James Cagney.
Oh, I liked James Cagney. I was a gangster, weren't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But these dancing pictures we never went to.
Yeah.
No, that was about women, that.
Were they for the women?
Exactly, thought you said dancing.
Yeah, I know.
It means gangster.
Yeah.
He did like Edward G.
Yeah. Did you have any favourites in the gangsters?
In the what?
In the gangster movies.
In the gangster movies?
Dancing movie.
Gangster.
Oh, gangsters.
What was your favourite? What was a good one that you remember?
Can't remember any, really. I just remember the actors, mate.
Yeah.
You know. I remember Cagney a lot, James Cagney, and Edward G. Robinson.
Yeah.
Edward G.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a lot of the films I can't remember them, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like I say, whatever they were showing, we went.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, they're great stars, these, as you say. They're great stars, people like Cagney and Edward G.
Yeah.
And,
oh, they were. Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
He was very versatile, though, James Cagney. He was a very good dancer as well, tap dancer, you know. Yankee Doodle Dandy. A Yankee Doodle Dandy, but it wasn't a gangster.
Yeah.
That was James Cagney.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever read the film magazines, things like The Picture Goer?
Not really, no.
No.
Picture Goer and stuff like that, no. I just saw front cover. I didn't need them, you know.
Yeah.
Picture Goer and Movie Maker, was it? Movie Maker, something.
That's right. But as I told you, they used to have a glass case outside with all scenes from the films, you know, so that you could picture what was coming on, forthcoming attractions, and it would show you stills of different scenes. You know, what the picture was called.
Yeah.
and then he could imagine whether he liked it or not, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't fancy that.
Yeah.
But that those were mainly outside. I think it was mainly women that collected the picture goers and, you know, the film fan and things like that. But the men didn't bother.
Yeah.
Whatever was on, they used to go.
Yeah. Is that right? Were the magazines more for women, do you think?
Huh?
Do you think the picture goer, things like that, were more for the women?
Yeah, everybody used to outcry the lads.
I think they were more for the women, though, the boots, the picture goer.
Oh, the boots.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't read them.
No, that's what I mean. We'll get it right, yeah.
Yeah.
So I've got your cuff on, do you?
No, my chain's gone.
Yeah,
gone funny.
I probably didn't show you this one as well.
No,
then.
You didn't.
Maybe I came across these after I'd seen you. These are. That's another Bolton one. Do you remember
that? Is the embassy that?
Right.
It was called that. You know where that was, don't you?
Yes.
It was called the Imperial.
It was on the opposite corner to Woolworths.
That's right, Woolworths is here.
That was the one I was talking to you about, and Cass said, ooh, no, it was very dirty. But it was homely, if you know what I mean. Everybody knew everybody else. Oh, hello.
What stands here now, though? Is it Boots Chemist?
Boots Chemist.
Boots Chemist stands here now. It's on, is he Woolworths?
Do you know where Woolworths is?
Right. Where we are.
Yeah. Because I was finding problems.
Take off the Marks and Spencer.
Yeah.
And this is Boots Chemist out.
Right. So it's completely gone.
Mm. It's gone altogether, yeah.
That's an old photo, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that one. Oh, the mystery man. James J. Corbett.
I remember it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then...
Of course I do.
They had... there was a cinema in Bolton. I don't know if it was this or not. They used to call it Fuzzy's Palace because water used to go. I think it was that the River Crawl went
under. Built on the top of the River
yeah.
Crawl. There used to be
Crawl.
Water floating underneath.
Right.
Of course, then that was before, a bit before my time.
This was before our time.
I remember that.
My dad used to tell me about
picture.
These. You know, him going to see that. My father and
the floating mom. Palace, like that. Yeah. Because that looks like the sort of picture you'd probably have liked.
Yeah, I don't remember that picture either.
I remember
but look at the advertiser.
Yeah.
That's what I said to you, you know, they used to give you
outside,
a little inkling.
Outside of most of these cinemas, you used to have a gas tank with still photographs.
I've just told her that.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, still pictures of the scenes of the pictures, you know. Yeah.
So, I mean, you used to realise...
That? No. You don't remember then?
No.
And as you came up Berry Road, you probably come up there now, there used to be big hoardings of cinema adverts, weren't
all
there?
All adverts of
yeah.
different,
would
you know, the
audience.
Would
advertise cars now? That would advertise cinema for what they were showing over the week, you know.
Yeah.
You get posters of different cinemas, you know.
So Did you decide what to go to through looking at these?
Sorry?
Did you use the posters to decide what film to go to?
Sorry?
You know when you used to see the posters,
yeah.
did it make you decide which picture you were going
oh,
to
yeah,
see?
Oh, yeah. And most of these cinemas had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday a show, Thursday, Friday, Saturday a show, close Sunday.
Yeah.
So they had like two main features every week.
So quite a lot to choose from.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
And we used to
yeah.
go like possibly Monday and Saturday afternoon then, you know.
And if you liked the picture, you could sit right through to the second house, you know. Nobody used to turf you out, you know. If you liked it, you'd think, well, we'll stay until such a part, and that was a good part, we'll stay until then.
Yeah.
Then you used to be legging it home. Because you'd be late in.
Yeah. did Did you ever go with your parents, with the family? Did you go with your...
I used to go with my dad sometimes. Yeah. Not often, but now and again. You know, he'd say, come on now, we'll go and see Buck Jones at Royal, something like that. You know.
I used to go sometimes with my dad.
Yeah.
I was a bit of a... Be about 9 or 10 year old then, you know. And then as you grow up, you go with your mates then, don't you?
I saw All Quiet on the Western Front, the first one, with my dad. And he used to keep nudging me and saying, see, that's how it was. He was in the 1914 war, you see, and he'd say, see, that's how it was.
Yeah.
All Quiet on the Western Front, it never was.
Yeah.
I'll tell you another chap who used to be on here, Eddie Cantor.
Yes, yeah.
Eddie Cantor, remember him?
Yeah.
Big eye.
He was good. I saw one of his pictures quite recently. I think it was Making Whoopee.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And he made one called Roman's Candles.
Roman's Candles, that was very good.
He made quite a few pictures, Eddie Cantor, didn't he?
In Roman's Candles, he went like, from now, he went back to the Roman days, you know, found himself in the middle of Rome with a thing of a tie around his waist, you know. Of course, he got into everything that was going on in the Roman days, you know, all the scandals that were going on.
Oh, it was good.
It was very good, was that?
Yeah.
Because when he came back, he realised, you know, I've been to Rome. And all the things that went on in Rome then, you know.
Yeah.
It was a good film, that.
Yeah. What about George Formby? Did you like George Formby?
George Formby, yeah. George Formby. He made quite a few pictures, weren't
quite he? Quite a few, yeah.
Can't remember the name of pictures, though, can you?
What was that flying one?
Oh, TT Racing.
No Limits.
Who?
No Limits.
No Limits. TT Races at Alamon. And then Gacy Fields made a film with two in Bolton. Do you remember Gacy Fields? She made some, like, mill in the cotton industry. Didn't she?
Sing As We Go.
In fact, Doris, your mate was in that, weren't she?
Yeah.
She was in that, Doris. So, but times have changed now. Mm. It's all money today, isn't it? You know. I mean, they're costing 30 million quid, some pictures, stuff like that.
Easily, yeah.
These were all low budget stuff, you know, but you could still enjoy them. There were still pictures for...
Well, they had to be, because we were on a low budget as well, you know. I mean, pocket-wise, money-wise, we were on a low budget as well. Mm. So they had to cater for, you know... I think it like sort of improved as it went on, you know. I mean, like anything improved.
Tell my dialect on that. Can you able to tell it? Will you? Do you use earphones?
Yeah.
For that?
Yeah.
I have one that it operates when people speak.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And when it's silent, it cuts off. Automatic movement, you know, like.
Yeah, they're very good, these wee ones, yeah.
And will you replay it tonight when you get back?
I probably will listen to it either tonight or maybe tomorrow.
Will you put some of these comments in? Are you writing a book or what? Are you?
There probably will be a book coming out of it. Yeah.
Anything else you want to know?
I don't know. I mean, I brought a couple of things I thought you might...
Huh?
I brought another couple of things I thought you might like to see. I mean, here's a copy of the Bolton...
Tatler.
Tatler?
The Tatler. Bolton Tatler, yeah.
Tatler Cinema.
Was a book
that
used to tell you about...
Theatre of the Ripperdome. I mentioned it.
Yeah.
Oh, a book with it. Oh, yeah. No, I didn't read that.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
And you've seen that one?
Lost Horizon.
Oh, it was a lovely film, that one. Not for men, but there was some very good acting in it.
December 2007.
Yeah.
I don't remember that movie.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
No.
Do you remember Ronald Coleman?
I remember the picture.
Yeah.
I've not seen it. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Well, it was a lady's picture.
Deanna Durbin.
Oh, I didn't go and see her.
Oh, I
really did. Like you.
I did.
Really
I,
like her.
Oh, I did, yeah. Oh, yes. Three Smart Girls. Hundred Men and a Girl, oh yes. They were lovely films then.
And one of the favourite actors today is Clint Eastwood.
Mm.
I like Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
And I used to like, a bit Lancaster, and